What do you think has been the coolest feature overall?
Probably one of our best features that a lot of agencies take advantage of is our predictive dialer system. Just because
I'm the most fascinated with that. Yeah,
that
I know
has
there's
been
more
put into it.
and I get that. I know there's more to it. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing where I'm like, dude, I don't think agents actually understand the value of that. If you're wanting to make a ton of dials in an efficient way, it's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You just do it.
Absolutely.
What is up? Welcome back to the CA Power Player Podcast. I'm your host, Cody Askins. Today we are in studio live in Springfield, Missouri with an amazing guest coming in town to hang with us from Florida. Also, an amazing piece of technology, really a dialer, predictive dialer and et cetera for agencies and call centers when it comes to tech and like the newest, shiniest toys. You're going to love today's topic. So please welcome the sales director from Intruity, Christian Midyet.
Hey,
what
Cody.
Is up? What is up, man?
Thanks
Hello.
For having us.
Appreciate you being here, brother. You guys jumped on a plane early this morning, I'm guessing, or was it yesterday?
We flew in last night.
Last night. I love it. So Florida to Charlotte to here.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to hang out in the studio. We also have Antonio and Ruslan, who are also in the studio, hanging out with us from Intruity. Dude, I appreciate what you guys do, man, because I get a lot of questions about, hey, I want to call a bunch of leads, or I want to cold call, or I want to do these different things, and I need some tech that can rifle through and be as efficient as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really believe you all do a great job with that.
Absolutely. We offer OneLink, our product. It's one of top of the line. Lead system, CRM, predictive dialer. It's basically an all-in-one system. To kind of give you some backstory of how we were founded.
Please, yeah, that'd be awesome, man. That's great.
Our company was found years ago, over 10 years ago. The owner of our company was an insurance agent. And at the time...
I actually don't think I knew that yet. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense now.
He was an insurance agent. And there was no tech around for insurance specifically.
Yeah.
He didn't want to Frankenstein stuff together to try to make a system. He didn't want to use something and try to adapt it to insurance, because that's what a lot of people do. And he went to college for tech. So what he did was we made a CRM and lead system.
Yes.
That's how it started. So basically.
Wow. He went to college for tech. Also, what's the owner's name just for the
Jason.
Audience?
Jason Mayer.
I love it, man. Jason Mayer. College. He went to college for tech. Dude, this is making more and more sense, right? Going to college for tech, being in insurance, and then like, you know what? Let's put those two worlds together and solve a problem.
Mm-hmm. And cool. So that was the problem. Once he had a CRM and lead system, figured out some of the stuff with VoIP, he was able to scale his agents. He founded an agency with a couple of buddies, and he was able to scale it to over thousands of agents with a built-in call center, 1099s, captive.
Dang.
And believe it or not, he just, about 3 years ago, fast forward to today, 3 years ago, he sold it to United Healthcare. So
wow.
Yep.
The agency?
Yes, he sold the agency.
Amazing.
And they wanted to buy OneLink too, our product. So it was his passion product, so he didn't want to get rid of it.
I don't blame him, man. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. I can relate to that. I've had a lot of people want to I don't think I've shared this, so it's like a cool conversation. I've had a lot of people want to acquire Cody Askins LC or 8% over the years, and I'm like, it's not for sale, man. I don't know what I would do. Also, my name's in it, so if I'm not associated, it's kind of weird. Also, the 3,000 videos on YouTube and 12,000 videos online are me, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. I guess they could pay me like $5 million a year, and maybe I'll stay on as CEO for a minute, you know.
I don't blame you. Yeah, 100%.
Maybe, right? I don't know. Okay, so you talked about a little bit of that. Like, continue on with like some of the story of the company, how you have grown. Also, we'll get into like, you know, why you exist, where you've came from, the value for agents that you bring, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. So with the relationships Jason built, he had agency owner friends that used the product, asked what he used to scale his business, and then it just became a no-brainer at that point to make it commercial. So
yep.
Now we've been offering it to other agencies and agents. It's basically going to be the one-stop shop that agents need to grow their book of business, or even agencies need to scale their business.
Yes. It seems to be even more popular just naturally amongst like agencies and call centers, which makes perfect sense, by the way, right?
Yeah.
one of the things I did have a question about is, would you say a predictive dialer? I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that our audience will completely understand that language. They'll understand a dialer. Explain the predictive piece.
So I keep saying all in one system.
Yeah.
It has a built-in VoIP telephone. So with that, there's different ring strategies that a lot of agents and agencies take advantage of. So that could be things like auto dialing one by one. We have the predictive dialer, which you can make multiple outbound calls at the same time.
So it's literally, that's what I wanted to admit. Because when I've done that in the past, where I've done a lot of cold calling or dialed a bunch of age leads or just had a ton of leads to work, et cetera, right? Appointment setting, sales, live transfers. Like, I have used predictive dialers. I've looked in the back end of y'all's as you've done some demos and we've built a relationship.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have known about this one probably 9 years ago when I first started a call center in my office, because I hated what I was using compared to this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we used a predictive dialer. But what I found fascinating, and I feel like y'all do it a little better and more compliantly, et cetera, is where a predictive dialer is literally like what Christian just said, is you're dialing multiple numbers at the same, the system is dialing multiple numbers at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when somebody answers,
clicks right over.
You're there. and it takes a lot of the work out of it.
Yeah,
too.
Absolutely. So it's more outbound reach. One of the things our devs take huge pride in, because we have a full stack development team that's always making changes. Otherwise,
wow,
you get left behind in the tech world, right?
How many people in the company, developers, all that kind of stuff?
We probably have about 15.
Dude, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I love it. And you know what's cool about this too? Again, this is a validation, right? Credibility.
Yeah.
Because, dude, there's a lot of 20-year-olds in their basement with a MacBook that think they have like the newest, most advanced tech. Like, let's keep it real. These guys have been in business well over a decade. The owner has experience in insurance and technology, right? Which is smart. Mm-hmm. Understands our industry, which is great. Has an amazing, yum, freaking sharp, smart, good-looking savant team.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. And it is actually a real company with a bunch of people. And you start talking dev team, I'm like, bro, like, I can barely spell it, but I know it's important, you know?
I hear you. I'm being on more of the front line and talking to people. It's really funny going and talking to our devs and being like, hey, so I have a new feature idea.
Yeah. So that's a good point question. Like, so how often are y'all, like, I would assume compared to when it first rolled out, let's just say whatever, 13 years ago ish, compared to today, I would assume it's changed a little.
Oh, a whole lot.
Evolved a little. Yeah.
With, you know, compliance laws, especially in always being updated. And just a lot of our best features have actually come from our clients making suggestions.
What do you think has been the coolest feature overall?
Probably one of our best features that a lot of agencies take advantage of is our predictive dialer system. Just because
I'm
how
the most
much
fascinated
time and
with that. Yeah,
that
I know
has
there's
been
more
put into it.
And I get that. I know there's more to it. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing where I'm like, dude, I don't think agents actually understand the value of that. If you're wanting to make a ton of dials in an efficient way, it's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It just is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in the Medicare space, there's people that need to follow up on all their renewals for the year. There's just so many scenarios where a predictive dialer just makes sense.
Yep. How many can you set how many numbers it's calling at once?
Mm-hmm.
Talk through that piece.
So you can set that up per campaign. So when you set up campaigns in the system, you can set it up by different lead types, geography, the source where the lead came from. We have a very devoted onboarding team that helps these businesses and business owners make the system work for them. What we noticed a lot with technology is a lot of these business owners come to us and they say, I'm tired of working for technology. Well, great. Let the tech work for you.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest things that we like to take home is, if it can be automated, why not?
Amen.
And just kind of streamline people's business processes.
Yes. Well, I love that you mentioned that too, because one of the things I've been naturally very, I'm telling it myself, I've been very stubborn at over the years, is leveraging technology. I've been very stubborn because I'm not a tech guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not. Like, trust me, Jason's freaking way smarter than me. I can promise you that, right? A bunch of your team, I can already tell, are way smarter than me, right?
They're smarter than me too.
Yeah, there you go. We've got the dumb crew on the podcast today. All the geniuses are back behind the scenes working, you know?
Exactly.
But what I appreciate is I have learned to, like, as I evaluate influencers who have scaled social media or tech companies who have grown, scaled their tech companies, you know, went public eventually, whatever. As I've noticed some of these different companies that have taken off, there's a few things that you'll notice. One, they solve a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
You clearly do. Second thing is they also, timing played a role in what they did, in the history of what is happening at the time when they created it, right? Mm-hmm. Or they were ahead of the curve. I think in some ways I've been ahead of the curve, but in some ways from a tech standpoint, you know, et cetera, I've been a little, or even leveraging social media sooner. I was stubborn, you know, and so I can appreciate when someone is staying ahead of the curve and having a devoted team and not being as like stubborn, you know, because dude, if it can help your business, you should have adopted it yesterday, truthfully.
And that's the thing with tech. A lot of people are, you'd be surprised how many people we talk to that still keep all their applications in filing cabinets. It blows my mind.
That's crazy. On that note, I literally started out, this is cool for audience too, I started out with filing cabinets. Then I transitioned, and it was literally, I would go buy, I had a big filing cabinet, filled it up, had to buy another one, had to buy folders, all this other stuff, and which is insane. And then could have just had some technology and saved money, really. But then I transitioned into what I thought was high tech, was paying for Dropbox. No. Sorry, I went from filing cabinet to an Excel spreadsheet with all my clients' information on it, which was stupid because it wasn't even saved in the cloud. I probably lost the computer, and there you go, voila. The third evolution is funny. We're talking about tech. The third evolution was Dropbox, where I would just save. There was no list. I would just save pictures of apps in client folders in Dropbox.
Wow.
It's probably still on my phone. So if you ever stole my phone, there's probably thousands of insurance clients. I don't know if I should be saying that on YouTube, but there you go.
They might come for you. You know?
There's probably some money in there, right? Also, there's some big contacts in here too. Good luck stealing my phone. However, well, you know what? What's cool about, I appreciate about this podcast is it's like conversation, and we're having fun. And dude, I do a lot of these. I'm loving, enjoying this. Also, as you guys watch this later, please jump in comments. Let us know what you think, what the most valuable part is, if you're having fun with us too. Don't even know where I was going with any of this. However, I've been stubborn with technology over the years, and I can appreciate when someone's ahead of the curve and they realize how much it could help them. It's cool.
We try to be, and to go back to your point on the cloud, that's where we're at. So,
yeah,
any device connected to the internet, you could be sitting in your pool.
Yeah,
insurance client calls, pull up their information. Crazy. You could be on a beach. You name it. You know,
yeah.
it's the way of the future.
It is, man. Literally, you need a computer and you need internet and a headset,
could even iPad, a phone,
iPad. Yeah, freaking incredible, right? Crazy. I used to do this, and I've heard of agents do this. When you first start out, you typically have a milk crate in your trunk with all of your apps in it. So hopefully your car doesn't get stolen. However, or you're in a rough neighborhood, which you're selling file expense, you're probably gonna end up in a rough neighborhood, and then all your files are gone, right? Whatever, but that's, the industry's came a long way. Our industry is old fashioned and typically behind. But I love that you're helping agents stay ahead of the curve with the amazing, with OneLink, but also the amazing tool, the predictive dialer.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. It's the one-stop shop. It's helping you with your customers and policies across all the different carriers. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be your one source of truth when it comes to leads, your agents, cool. And even the back-end reporting side of it is just built for insurance.
Yeah.
What about, I know you all specialize and work with a lot of agencies and call centers. Talk about the value that you bring to them versus maybe just like a solo agent.
So when we first start talking to agencies, we find out that they're using, I don't know if I can name drop here, but like Salesforce, and then they're using a lead system over here like Five9, and then they're using a different system for their commissions, and then, and it's really just, now we have to pull out all these different information
from to get
all
these different places. With Zapier maybe or whatever. Yeah.
And it's like, well, the commission system's down because this one thing's not connecting here, and it's just, well, that's what OneLink is for. It's supposed to be your one source of truth. Let's run your commissions through here. Let's generate statements for your agents. Let's set up lead campaigns. Let's go back into the reporting. We could set up different hierarchies. If your managers need to run reports, you get to pick and choose what your agency on an employee type level. It's like it gets really in depth to helping an agency scale and grow. And that's probably the biggest thing in luck that we've had so far is that we get on agencies that maybe only have 20, 50 agents. Yeah. And then now that they have this one source of truth that they can run campaigns through, they find out which lead vendors are actually working for them. Because now you can run reports to say, oh, I'm not really closing leads from these. And then they're able to find new lead vendors, close more sales, run commissions, find stuff from the carriers that might be wrong as well. The system double checks that with our commission system, and then they just are able to hire and onboard agents and keep track of them too. Our system does a lot of integrations with like Nipper for licensing and appointments. You can keep wage information. Just take your agency and go paperless. That's the idea of OneLink.
Dude, I love it. And the commissions piece, that is one area that a lot of agencies struggle. And it's very typically very manual. Very manual. Talk about that piece, because I have not mentioned that piece when we've done stuff together. And now I'm like, freak, I should have.
Well, with the commission side of things, it's nice. We have unlimited hierarchies. There's a lot of commission softwares out there that limit the number of hierarchies you can have. Big FMO IMOs might have multiple agencies in their systems and a lot of different downlines.
Can it help like reconcile all that?
And so we can set those hierarchies up, and it basically you choose how it pays out when it comes from the carrier on those commission statements. And it's as simple as we set up some rules of how that's supposed to be paid out. You get the commission statement from the carrier, and you just upload it into OneLink, and it divvies out and generates statements from there. That's the very brief overview of it.
I love it. I love it.
A lot of admin and commission teams, it's a good and a bad thing, because now they don't need 6-7 people working on commissions. It's they usually cut their teams because it's just more efficient.
That's cool. I love it. Is there anything we haven't talked about yet? Because I feel like this has been a super awesome freaking podcast with a bunch of information in a short amount of time. Anything we're missing that you would like to share at all?
Anything that we're missing? It's brief overview, completely.
Anything, guys, over there that you're thinking about? I don't mind throwing it in and even talking to an audience in the studio during a podcast as we're hanging out, which is totally fine, by the way. Okay.
What do you think? Anything I'm missing?
Yeah. Customization, right? From like, we were talking about the agencies, how we help.
Talking about agencies, customizations,
right.
Skill. Yep. Yep.
We help a lot of people scale, which is really great. Like you were saying, unlimited hierarchy, and you could just, with the campaigns, the scripts, the setup, you could just drag and drop people in. You could hire someone in, and it'd be efficient probably 2 days.
I love that. Yep.
It's really great. For, like,
especially with call centers.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Russell's saying behind the camera here, just talking about like how it can literally help an agency get up to speed fairly quick in a couple of days. Like it's super efficient.
It helps with the onboarding process. You run their licenses through Nipper. You make them a login. They log into the lead system. They have scripts already loaded. They have MP3s that you can upload into the system that does things like voicemail drops. You can upload compliance scripts so you can play them over the phone. It's just...
That's cool.
It's efficiency at its max. It's what we try to do.
Dude, I love that. If they want to learn more, sign up for a demo, et cetera, where should they go?
Intrudy.com/CA. CA for Mr. Cody Askins himself.
I love it. Intrudy.com/CA. That's phenomenal, man. I love that. Well, appreciate you guys traveling. Appreciate all you do. Enamored by some of the things you have going on. I know we had you on a, I think we did a webinar I don't know, a few weeks ago. Had some really good feedback from that. Agencies, call centers. Dude, I'm telling you guys, man, a predictive dialer can help you call a mass amount of people and be way more efficient with what you do. Appreciate you guys being a part of this thing, traveling to Missouri, and being on the podcast. Thank you.
Appreciate you having us, and thanks for hosting us and being able to talk about ways that we can help businesses, because we like to be more than just a tech solutions provider. Yep. We like to become tech partners, because as you know, agents and agencies, there's sometimes a better way of doing things, and OneLink definitely helps with that.
That's phenomenal, man. Well, I appreciate that. That is awesome. I'm sitting here with Christian Midyat, also got Antonio and Ruslan in studio from Intruity with OneLink. Appreciate you guys hanging with us. You can learn more at intruity.com/CA. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you on the next podcast. Adios.
Hey, if you enjoyed this, I got another one you're going to love. It's right there. Click on it. See you in there.
I'm so excited for today's CA Power Player podcast. I'm your host, Cody Askins. We got a special guest. He is back on the channel talking about how to sell life insurance from home. Here's what I love about this person. Yeah, I'm telling you, this will be one of the best.